So as a longtime grassroots environmental activist, and as a creature living in the thrashing endgame of civilization, I am intimately acquainted with the landscape of loss and have grown accustomed to carrying the daily weight of despair. I've walked clear cuts that wrap around mountains and drop into valleys and climb ridges to fragment watershed after watershed. And I've sat silent near empty streams that two generations ago were lashed into whiteness by uncountable salmon coming home to spawn and die. A few years ago, I began to feel pretty apocalyptic, but I hesitated to use that word, in part because of all those cartoons I've seen of crazy penitents carrying the end is near signs, and in part because of the power of the word itself, apocalypse. I didn't want to use it lightly. And then a friend and fellow activist said to me, "So Derek, what's it going to take for you to finally use that word? Will it take the death of runs of salmon so large that people were afraid to put their boats in the water for fear they'd capsize? So large that horses were afraid to get in the water, so large you couldn't see the bottom of the river. Maybe it'll take the death of flocks of passenger pigeons that were so large they darkened the sky for days at a time, horizon to horizon, flying 60 miles an hour and sounding like rolling thunder. There were six times as many passenger pigeons as all other birds in North America combined. Maybe it'll take the death of flocks of Eskimo curlews that are almost as large. Maybe it'll take the death of the great ox. Does anybody in here know why there are no penguins in the Northern Hemisphere? There were. They were called great ox, A-U-K-S. And there were so many all over the North Atlantic that even on one island, a French explorer said that they could fill every ship in France and it wouldn't make a dent. And they did, and it did. And the last great auk was killed in the 19th century. So maybe it'll take the turning of the sea off San Diego into a dead zone. Maybe it'll take global warming before you finally call it an apocalypse. Maybe it'll take dioxin in every mother's breast milk. Maybe it'll take flame retardant in every mother's breast milk. Maybe it'll take the hole in the ozone. You know, give me a specific threshold, Derek, a specific point at which you'll finally use that word.